Psalm 62, verse 5. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. What are you hoping for right now? Back in March, we were hoping to find pasta and toilet rolls in the supermarket. By May, we were hoping for an end to homeschooling. In June, we were hoping for the rain to stop so that we could meet a friend outside. For months, we've been hoping for a vaccine. What we hope for tells us something about where our confidence is. If we're praying for the things that we hope for, rather than simply hoping, it's an indication that at least some of our hope and confidence is in God. And if so, that's a great thing. Thank God for it. But if our hopes and prayers are only ever for better circumstances, more pasta, calmer kids, better weather, or scientific breakthroughs, we're missing out on the even greater, surer, better hope that God has given to those who trust in Jesus. We have a sure hope of an eternity with him, when our current sufferings, however long they last, will feel like the blink of an eye. We have a sure hope that today and tomorrow and every day, whatever our circumstances, God will be with us. We have a sure hope that God will complete his work of making each of us more and more like Jesus. We have a sure hope that every time we turn away from God to serve our sinful nature, he will be gracious and merciful, forgiving us for Jesus' sake when we repent and turn back to him. Let's pray that each of us would keep hoping in God and find the rest that comes from trusting him.